Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadikei. The Gemara throughout Amud Aleph speaks about the Tevia that it was against Am Yisrael and Dovid HaMelech regarding Noiv Ir HaKoyanim. When Dovid HaMelech was running away from Shaul, so he got assistance from Noiv Ir HaKoyanim, and then when Shaul found out about it, he killed the entire Noiv Ir HaKoyanim. So the beginning of Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, that Sarcheyev had the ability to conquer Yerushalayim until that day because of a Tevia of Noiv, the fact that Noiv was killed. And then later, regarding Dovid HaMelech, that Dovid HaMelech was captured by Yishbi ben Noiv, the brother of Goliath, was because of Iskei Noiv, because of Dovid HaMelech, indirectly, Noiv was killed. What is the idea of Noiv Ir HaKoyanim, and why is that a taino when we're dealing with Chizkiyo and we're dealing with Dovid HaMelech? So the Mefarshim here are not ma'arich in this inyan. And here, as we go to appreciate the shiurim of my Rebbe Yerav Moshe Shapir Zatzal on Perek Chelik that he gave for 30 years, we came to explain this and we'll try to touch upon what he says. In general, we find that Malchus Beis David is always connected to Beis HaMikdash. When we speak about Yerushalayim, we say, Yerushalayim yircho b'achem yitoshuv, v'etzishkoem b'soichu kasher dibarto, v'chised David avtecho meheiru l'soichu tochin. Ya Beis HaMikdash? And you have Dovid HaMelech connected to it. And in general, the one who's building Beis HaMikdash, the binyan of Beis HaMikdash starts with Dovid and concludes with Shlomo HaMelech. So the Malchus, the real Melech of Dovid, and all the coming from the descendants of cover of Dovid, are connected to Beis HaMikdash in a direct way. And the pshat is that the true Melech, Melech Malchi Dovid, is the one who brings the Gilui of Malchus Hashem in the world. And the connecting place of the Elyonim de Tachtoinim is in Beis HaMikdash. The Makom HaMikdash is the Chibur of Shamayim V'Aret, the connection of the above world down here, and through that comes the Gilui of the Malchus and showing how the Melech is involved and brings the Rotzen Hashem down here to the Bria. The ones who serve in Beis HaMikdash, the ones who are in charge on that Chibur, are the Kohanim. That's what a Kohen is all about. My father, Shlito, said based on the Ma'aral, we know that this world is a world of seven, and the world above is a world of eight. The Koyin, the numeric value of the word Koyin, is 75, between seven and eight. The Koyin is that connection. The Koyin is the connector between Elyonim and Tachtoinim, and that's why he serves the Beis HaMikdash. The Mokob connection is the Koyin. Once you have the connection, then you have the Gilui HaMalkus who comes through the Melech. And that's why the Melech always goes with the Kohen. We see in Tanakh, when the Melech would go around, there was always a Kohen with him. The Kohen is wearing the Urim V'Tumim, and the Melech needs to go and ask him questions, what to do. The Melech and the Kohen go hand in hand. When Noiv Ir HaKoyanim is destroyed, there's a Chisaron in the Kehuno. We have the Kohanim that are missing. If you have the Kohanim that are missing, there's a Chisaron of a connection of Shamayim V'Aretz, and in Mele, there's a chisara and there's something missing in bringing the Malchus down here to the world. As the Aruch HaNer mentions over here, the reason why Sarcheyev had the right at that day to come and destroy Yerushalayim, because that day was Erev Pesach. We know Sarcheyev was killed in the night of Pesach, Leila Seder. So the day before was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is what Kohanim do, the biggest avoid of Beis HaMikdash. That's when all the Kurbanis of Pesach are coming. So here you felt the chisara and then you're missing the Kehuna. So that's when there was a tiny in Am Yisrael. That's when Sarcheyev was coming. As we mentioned in the previous daf, Chizkiyahu is supposed to be Mashiach. And when you bring in Mashiach, you bring the Gilui Malchus Hashem in that level. So then, in that time, there's a taino when it's not complete, when you're missing the kehuna, when there's still a taino on Noiv Ir HaKoyanim. That means if the kehuna is not complete, so the Malchus coming down here is not coming in full fruition. And that is as well the taino on Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech, Hashem comes to Dovid and says, you need to be mechaper on Noiv. Why is Dovid HaMelech have to be mechaper on Noiv? Dovid HaMelech didn't do anything wrong. But if the pshat is, even if he did not do anything wrong, but Lamai said there's a chisaron of kehuna. And as a melech, he's in charge of everything that's going on in Am Yisrael. So his malchus cannot be misgale fully when you have a chisaron of Noiv. So there will be something missing in the Malchus. Because Baruch gives him two options. Either he's going to be missing for the Malchus, or the Malchus will not continue in his descendants the full force. Because if you don't have the Kohen full force, you can't have the Melech the full force. And as the Gemara concludes in Amud Beis, the only schus that David HaMelech has to have one child left at the end is because also from Noiver Kohanim there was one child left. They go hand in hand, the Kohen and the Melech. And if there's a Chisorin in the Kohanim, there's a Chisorin in the Melech, there's a Chisorin in Gilui of Malchus Beis David, who brings the Malchus Hashem in the world. But that's what really comes out from the entire Mahalach of this daf. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.